This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news from Europe today, that whole European Central Bank QE thing, has played out most prominently in the foreign exchange markets. The euro is at its lowest point against the dollar today in more than a decade. So if you've got even a touch of a travel itch, as Dan Bobkoff was alluding to up at the top of the broadcast, you might be thinking now is a good time to take that trip to Europe that you have been dreaming of. But before you go booking your hotel, take a minute, would you, to research airfares? Because as Marketplace's Noel King reports, your dollar will go further in Europe right now, yes, but you do still have to get there.
That strong dollar is certainly going to tempt many Americans to travel abroad. And airlines know how valuable their seats can become. So they're raising prices on flights from the U.S. to Europe, also to Asia and South America. That's according to George Hobica, the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. But Hobica says there's a flip side.
Because the European economy is not doing very well and the euro is not doing very well, in order to stimulate demand, the airlines have lowered prices for Europeans flying outside of Europe.
Which is great for European travelers and bad news for those flying from the U.S. The airlines are also able to squeeze flyers for more cash because these days we're competing for seats.
The planes really are the fullest they've been since World War II, if you can believe it.
Barbara Peterson is an aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. She says there's a reason you may have noticed that many, if not most, of your flights are full or nearly full these days.
That is a product of the airlines having intentionally set out to cut the number of seats back when fuel prices were really high.
All of this sounds like it adds up to a bummer for budget-conscious travelers. But before you start sweating high-priced flights too much, Peterson says there are a handful of low-cost airlines that have emerged recently. She says over the past couple of years, airlines have grounded gas-guzzling jets with lots of seats. Now fuel prices are falling, and carriers may put some of those jets back in the air. More seats could mean lower prices. Maybe. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.